Hi friends, let's start with chapter Future of Rural Marketing. Essentially, this chapter tries to give you a perspective of what's happening, how the visualization is about the future of rural marketing. Of course, initially there are about 10 innovations that has been talked about. I am not really going to get into explaining them. They are self-explanatory in nature. I'll try and focus on the subsequent part. So let's begin. This is a rural boom which is happening. We are giving you a perspective about it. Each statement being self-explanatory, primarily what is needed to be registered is $1 trillion US dollar economy is our India's rural economy, where agri and non-agri both sector boom is making all the difference. Overall also you know that agri sector percentage in GDP has come down significantly. It is less than even 50% now, which earlier used to be over 70 to 80%. The non-farm sector also contributes to the rural income. People are therefore less dependent on agriculture as a single source of income. There are multi-profession income. These things are growing. Households have multiple source of income. So either the father and the brother is in the farming, while the kids have preferred to move away from farming, but they continue to live in the same dwelling. So that also gives them the additional income. It might threaten the future of farming in terms of this next generation not moving into farming. But essentially today, there's a multi-level income, multi-source of income per house. This thing is growing, though overall that percentage may be less as such. Unregular salary. So what contributes to them is like, earlier the regular income was not there in the rural household. Today there are many non-agri and other government initiative and self-employment initiatives and all is bringing a regular income in the houses of rural India. More of a education exposure, more of the digital exposure and all this, compared with the regular income and overall cost of living being less. What is happening is that the consumption rates are drastically increasing because disposable income is more. Their aspirations are getting aligned to the aspirations of urban youth, etc., clubbed with their choice for branded material vis-a-vis non-branded, conventional traditional material vis-a-vis modern material. All these things are driving the change. As a result, the boom in the rural market is very obvious. The number speaks for itself, both in terms of the internet penetration, the mobile revolution, the banking sector revolution that is happening and already happened so far. Education standards, all this indicates, our indicators are that the rural economy is going to develop. The road construction that is happening in that area, the infrastructure improvement are going to bring a better connectivity, so rural marketers will be able to connect with that grassroots level people in a much better manner. That will improve their logistics and distribution efficiency. All such aspects are all indicators that the rural economy is going to really boom. Those who are already there in the market for long are going to really capitalize. There may be many new entrants who will enter into market, including service providers are going to make the difference. New services are going to probably get inroad into the rural market. So said and done, the future of rural market and the prospects of a business in rural market seems to be quite encouraging. Here also you can see that 6.5 lakhs village, that should be the number, out of which more than 70% are now connected by an all-weather road, and only the very small below 500 population villages remain unconnected. There also the plans are afoot to get them connectivity. Those 70% connected village provide almost 90% of the rural population. Means this brings you closer to almost 90% of the rural population. All villages, over 60% of households in these villages have access to electricity. By 2030, the government plans to have electricity in every household across India. So and the momentum is there. The way that electricity generation that has taken place, the access of electricity. So the electricity availability is today improved much better. Plans on road to make better electricity generation by using even alternative sources. So all those in picture indicates the electricity availability not being challenged. Feasibility of reaching to every rural household is looking feasible. Yes, it's a long way to go, 2030, but it's another decade or so. Change will come, and then change will come soon after 2020 also, and because more and more electrification that is going to take place, various other things that has to come inroad after electricity reaches will start happening. According to Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, there were 145.82 million internet connection in rural area at the end of March 2018. So that itself shows the depth of penetration that is, you know, kind of reached there. Literacy level has risen. They are earning better salaries but continue to live in the self-owned houses in the rural areas. Hence, they have a very high purchasing power. So what is happening is people earning due to regularity of income levels have started increasing, and therefore the higher disposable income because they continue to live in their conventional family house, etc. Still, the nuclearization of family has not happened there. So as a result, this purchasing power remains high. Over and above, their urban exposure helps them to look for satisfying their need in using better product, branded products. So with this, what we are trying to tell you that there's going to be a boom in the market. Also, that one man authority principle is kind of finding it a diminishing preference now. Every household, there is another set of individuals who prefer to make their own choices, which is only for him. Very old and conventional and traditional approaches, house must have something which benefits everyone. Moving away, a house can also have something that an individual wants. So that's the shift that is taking place. Putting all this piece together, one can really say that there's going to be a rural market boom in future. What you have now in front of you to make you aware is the way the rural market is changing. So some of about 10 innovations are put forward to you. But as I told you, I'm not going to read into every line and make you understand kind of thing. They are self-explanatory once you read. First such innovation is the solar mosquito destroyer by Mr. Matthew. It's a simple principle where mosquitoes are attracted with that smell of old water accumulated, and then when they get exposed, continuous exposure to the sunlight, the mosquito tend to die with all the permutations and limitations, etc. This is finding a penetration across the rural market, and new models are also getting created and all. So you can see that rural India needs to be seen it differently. We use mosquito repellent. There are other alternative solutions which is getting made available for rural Indians. Same way the water walking shoes. While the road conditions are improving during floods and during heavy rains or the areas where there is a lot of water or the bridges have collapsed, etc. How does the rural people come move from one end to the other end? And that's where this innovation comes in help with something like to do with the thermocol and Rexin supported shoes, and person can, as I understand, walk on the watery surface water and with some other supportings and all. So this is the innovation which is benefiting rural India today, followed by washing cum exercise machine. Again, that's an innovation by Ramya Jose, where fed up of washing clothes in a manual manner, she thought of doing something, and that's where she connected like our exercise cycle. She did something of that kind of an arrangement. So with some 5 minutes pedaling, you not only get your clothes washed, but they are like semi-dried condition. So that's a thing that she's brought in for us, and this is getting traction acceptance in the rural market. So the challenge to the consumer durable goods making company is the model. The base model of suitable for urban market can be a suitable model for rural India. No, they will have to think of ways and means that will really generate a utility value for money for them, electricity being available, but the cost of electricity for washing cloth is the rural consumer willing to pay. So they don't mind doing bit of effort, you know, on certain things if that is yielding them the convenience of some level. So they are totally not moved away from non-manual effort, which urbanites today resist. They need more of a comfort. They are willing to do. So that is an indication message that I get from here. The cotton harvester, that is by Mr. Wader, that he has developed. Two, like if you see the cotton de-seeder machines that has been invented. So in a small amount of investment, the productivity and all of the rural farmer is going up. That translates into a benefit that he will try to generate for him. So more productivity and more probably remuneration if comes in, or the cost of doing such things also if goes down. Today even labors are scarce in agriculture industry, so that overall this person is going to benefit with such kind of innovations. Look at the milking machine. There is this gentleman who was fed up of getting up early, milking the cows to make certain liters of milk available to cater to the morning needs of the rural customers and all. He went and invented what you call the milking machine. So there is a innovative way which uses a simple suction principle to milk the cows and buffaloes and they get the, and this not being so painful, even the animals have kind of looks like, based on the conversation, suitably adopted this particular device. So with this and similar such next well pulley with the brake, hard work was never inconvenience to ladies, but if something can really help them to do things in a better manner, so this engineering innovation is a pulley that has a inbuilt brake. So like while pulling it, if you feel tired, you stop, the water, this thing, the bucket will not fall down. Earlier you cannot drop it or stop in between, or lose the grip on your rope, because the water bucket will straight away then again fall down in the well. So that is not going to happen with this kind of innovation. So similar such marvels are a low cost innovation and making the life different for the rural people. The water tires, if you are tractor, if you are aware, basic principle of tractor, if I have to explain you, plowing the hard field is difficult if your tractor is light. That tractor again has a weight. So depending on the kind of a crop or the farming that you do, the weight of the tractor also matters. But while you do some other activity where you need a heavy tractor, or where you need a weight of the tractor to come to your advantage, in that case, what do you do? The tractor manufacturers often sell you something as an implement and all to increase the weight of the tractor, etc. But that costs you money. A simple trick, like, fill the water in the tire itself and then make the tractor heavy. So, water tire, as they say. So, is adding to the weight of the tractor, and tractor serves both the purpose, lightweight tractor and heavy tractor purpose in both ways into the same plowing areas. So that's one of the multi-purpose hub processor. So that's a processing efficiency productivity improvers. Then the tree climbing machine of Kerala, where guy goes up on the coconut tree and comes down. So that invention is modified to climb on the other trees, and today even such products are getting, say, exported, etc. So this is what speaks about Jugaad. The word Jugaad also came out of Indian this thing. So there is a cooler, Godrej cooler, that you also notice. That is a refrigerator, solid state refrigerator, do not require compressor and very less of electricity, etc. So that and similar, this almost 10 innovations that we have seen goes to indicate that rural market needs to be looked at differently. There is an immense potential there. If you offer a product that just suits their essential basic need and it has a value for money, then the rural consumers are up for accepting the product. They are very conscious to be with the brand who supports their need very well. And this kind of philosophy will help a manufacturer, rather than thrusting or pushing something which is from their urban product mix just onto the rural customer, may not be the right approach. So we have understood through this that you need a different thinking approach an innovation-led front-end drive to make the difference in terms of product strategy for the rural market. Then comes the emerging segment, women and youth. We have earlier also covered this bit. I will probably just touch base in brief. In rural areas, when cable was introduced, women's attitude towards themselves and their role changed drastically. Before the exposure started, women were supposed to be confined into four walls, do only mundane work, etc. They are not supposed to have their own, decision-making capability. They are not supposed to have their own thought process and various other things. And they are not supposed to be exposed to entertainment and blah, blah. But today, with the television going terrestrial and exposure being available, this has changed. The socio-economic development measures taken by government has empowered women. So not only government initiatives, the corporate initiatives have empowered women differently. Women now represent a new consumer group with significant decision-making power. They decide what they want to buy for themselves, which is happening. So promoter of rural products, women are actively promoting products in rural areas. So women not only are the consumers, they also help promotion of the products for the women. So they become an entrepreneur kind of thing, or you are, connect with the rural masses. So this is under the HSG concept that we have laid earlier, understood earlier, like Project Shakti Amma, that kind of thing by HUL. Women as consumers, so they are in considerable number. Once you achieve the switch, they are glued to it. So like I have been always giving this example, rural India, in many part of the country, women have moved away from Aritha-based, boiling water, hair washing concept to a shampoo. Now, in fact, FMCGs have thought of a plan of even introducing conditioners and those things to them, because these are the women who have graduated much before now from that conventional traditional washing of hair to shampoo, and shampoo they've been using it regularly over a period of years. So now time to tell them that now beyond shampoo there is something called conditioner which keeps their health silky and those kind of aspects. So that's how the change is brought. So they are both consumers, they are themselves a promoter also of your market, they are supporting you in your marketing initiative also. So that's the role women are playing. Coming to youth, they are the change agents. Satellite channel and that television influence is strong on rural youth, both girls and boys. They have built their own image, which is linked to their role models, and as a result, they also want to live life like they are living. Almost already 40% of those graduating from colleges are rural youth, and not finding the sufficient employment opportunity, they have remained within the rural India. Now, how to tap this, So one is an empower them to become an entrepreneur. Second, give them the regular income earning opportunities. And once that happens, their disposable income will improve, and they will start investing into product of their lifestyle chosen, something that will satisfy their essential needs. So they will then represent a larger growth of rural market. Villages which are relevant to marketers for branded goods are urbanizing rapidly. So brands are penetrating the market. So that's one area that can be tapped using the youth. The hierarchical structure of decision-making is breaking. The youth wants to take his own decision. Therefore, I told you that now in rural India also, in the house earlier, from the patriarch of the house, the head of family deciding something to other in the family can also decide concept have become acceptable. So as a result, different choices and different product and brand usage are proliferating in the household of rural India, and that is an opportunity to market here. So youth is another change agent besides women that is really going to drive your rural marketing segment. So the segment focus should also revolve around women and youth. The way forward, So from here we are going to probably get some idea about what lies ahead, so that is what we need to probably spend a little more time. The future rural market is bright, but also really exploit the potential. Companies need a different set of approaches. I told you, right from product strategy to marketing mix to marketing and promotion approach, you all need a different approach. Have an innovative rural distribution strategy and logistics strategy. So forward innovations. And so what is forward innovations? Earlier the approach was like just replicating urban this thing, which companies have much early realized is not going to work. Then something on the product mix, and so maybe the lower pyramid products are or feature less products were been pushed into rural market. Again, people company realize that for rural market you may have to develop a separate product development strategy. It has to just meet their functional need. They are not really looking at feature field or basic feature field, or also concern on the energy and those things. They don't mind something which is little manual. They may not be the one who appreciate fully automatic kind of a machines and all. So all this thing done. So you need to really develop your innovation considering those aspects in mind. That is what is like called forward innovation approach concerned with designing and managing products in emerging economies. So with this changes happening, what we have studied about the change that is driving the rural economy, can you develop your product which is a future innovation? Ever since the bottom of the pyramid concept was introduced, many companies have transformed their business model through single serve, such a low cost product, mom and pop distribution and NGO partnerships. So when your approach has shifted where you have to focus, people have taken the bottom of the pyramid approach. So having done that, people have realized that there's something on the product front that they need to change, which they've done. But in the rush to capture the fortune of the bottom of pyramid market, what marketers have missed out is the perspective of the poor themselves. So what this contradiction is trying to do tell you is that, again, it was a one for all kind of a solution that marketeers have evolved. They have actually lost out the essence of the very poor themselves. So what is needed? While this product may give incremental sales in the beginning, they are bound to fail eventually because the large population is still alienated. Some MNCs have developed innovation centers in emerging economies to develop low cost option and produce more for less. These more affordable products are then marketed in developed economies. This approach called reverse innovation is useful for selling the affordable middle income segment. So even companies are reoriented. So instead of having your development center in developed countries, companies are having the development center in the rural and semi-urban areas. From there, whatever that you innovate, you try to take it to the developed areas. So it's like a reverse economy. That's what this thing is trying to tell you. The approach of designing and management products in emerging economies for the local emerging consumers is called forward innovation. So design something which is linked to the local population is a forward innovation, which is meeting their needed local requirements. They are not really looking at feature field and, they are not looking at high-tech products essentially. So frugal innovations and, different approach to understand their need and develop something which is specifically addressing their need. And that kind of an approach is called future innovation. That is going to bound to succeed in future, as they say, rather than an approach which is just to capture the bottom of the pyramid approach. So here, if you do this, it's likely that you will appeal to larger masses of the rural population. Innovative distribution. So that's another challenge for the rural marketeers. So what is happening in future, as we would like to say? The biggest challenge is to reach out so many villages, over 650 covering 5,000 odd towns, also in urban areas. Some innovative distributor model needs to come out. So like this is like ITC, Chopal, again we are discussing the same, or Project Shakti. But there is a scope for doing more. I myself having been teaching say rural marketing for a couple of years, but this Project Shakti, there is some equivalent model or some such innovative model still needs to come up to a level of debate and discussion among rural marketeers. And so you can understand that there is a still scope for developing a better low level connectivity, that is a ground level connectivity. Inclusive marketing. The concept of inclusive marketing looks at the poor not only as a consumer but also as a producer and supplier of the goods and service. ITC Reach of All is a perfect example of inclusive marketing. You provide information, let the decision be with them. So here you have equipped themselves enough to have the required information for their produce. Having done that, leave the decision making to them, simultaneously offer them a parallel logistics or other support so that decision, if it is something that they need to do this way, and if you are having a services there, they would like to take your service. So this same agriculture farmer who after taking the best indicators about their agriculture produce, price available and all, and if they can, without eliminating middlemen, after eliminating middlemen, if they can sell it to the ITC itself, you know, so the ITC has a center to take the farm produce at the given price. So all those kind of aspects are part of that innovative this thing, where they also become your partner. It's ITC Chopa is a perfect example. The business model ensures that farmers' produce gets a better value for that produce. Once their income gets enhanced, the model uses the same channel for pushing their products. And so their income level improvement, ITC is able to produce other products of ITC to them. So that's how a give and take is happening. So that's an inclusive marketing. Dedicated rural teams, that's another DRT that they call. The rural marketing team in the company needs to be separate from the urban marketing. So create a different cell or a department to have a team who will look at the rural marketing very actively, not like occasionally or passive look at the market. Such a team would be more responsive to the changing needs, study the market, understand what is happening in rural India, get close to identifying the product needs and all. So as a result, their product solution, their marketing mix solution, their promotion mix, etc., will be more aligned to give you output. Yeah. In the absence of such a focus team, the urban team tries to force fit various aspects, which is not going to necessarily work in the rural marketing. So the answer is, like, going forward, you may initially on your entry level and maybe at the initial phase of growth level, you may try to have the same team doing both. You may have a common approach. You may enter with the featureless or the basic featured product into market, but later on you will have to evolve a product which is directly satisfying the rural consumer needs, etc. And to doing all that, you therefore need a dedicated rural team. Their foot on the ground will help you in the long run, in right from your product strategy to, as I told you, marketing and marketing promotion strategies. Rural dividend. India is a young country with half of its population under the 25 years of age, unlike many aging nations. So India is a young country, as they say. This basically means a huge demographic dividend because of this young population. Not only the life ahead of them, but they will continue to consume what they once decided to have for themselves. Penetration in consumption of most products such as lower in rural areas as compared to the urban areas. Like, for example, while urban markets are nearing saturation level, half of the rural population is just using toothpaste. That means half of rural population is still to try and use toothpaste. So you can make out that there is so much of a potential. Urban population has, like, you can say 100% not only shifted to using the toothpaste once, but twice in a day, out of whatever the forced learning that has been impounded on you. You have accepted that you need to brush twice and you are doing it. Now, beyond that, probably these companies cannot do much. So, as a result, you have to shift your focus on the rural market, where the statistics today indicate only half of the rural youth have still started using the toothpaste, other half is still pending. So, you see the gap. And similar must be the nature with any other consumer products. Take it from me. So, that's a depth that you have to still penetrate. If marketers could use consumer education, promotion and convert the non-users to users, what will be the gain? That same effort and much more than that, they need to focus on developing a little market in the urban area. So instead, it is better to shift your focus to rural market, where through an education and proper promotion, you can hope to tame half of the rural rural youth who are not using toothpaste. Later on, you make them brush twice on the feeling of freshness, on closeness or whatever, or dental hygiene, as you have, like, kind of impounded the urban youth. You can then later make them use brushing twice. So that's again multiplying your market. This example is how companies can drive a rural dividend. So that's a concept which is rural dividend. The effort you put, the return you get. So the likelihood of return on effort is much higher if you direct your efforts towards rural market. The real challenge is to develop business model that addresses, that creates 4A for you, that access, addressability, etc., affordability, availability, in an appropriate manner. So challenge is the way you develop your model to reach out to your rural consumers. If this happens, the next big growth will come from the rural sector. Later on, you have to also see this has to have, when you say rural dividend, has to have an inclusive approach also towards women. So that how you bring more and more women to play a vital role in multiplying your demand, in multiplying the use of your product. So that will give you incremental volume and much faster incremental volume growth when they multiply the use of their product. So they may start with washing the hair once in 2 days, 3 days. Later on, make them wash every day. So once you do that, you can understand the sale in the shampoo, how it is going to grow. You have already like impounded the urban women to wash hair literally every day. So, or maybe twice a day, many of them. Beyond this, nothing can happen. While the rural ladies, women who started just using the shampoo maybe a decade back, they are currently using this shampoo, hair wash to protect their hairs as per their traditional convention. Not so frequently they wash. Now, okay, you have to penetrate earlier, you have allowed them to use the way they want, which is once in 2 or 3 days. Now you make them use more frequently the way you did for toothbrush on the urban youth or urban population. So that's what is going to give you the dividend. So that is what it is trying to tell you. That is rural dividend for you. So friend, we have with this completed the last chapter on future of rural marketing. With this completion of this 10th chapter, the entire subject of rural marketing is covered. We started with understanding rural marketing. Then we have got into understanding various aspects of rural marketing, including marketing, product mix, pricing, distribution, logistics, etc. So I'm sure you got the required learning in a simple way I have tried to explain you. Thank you very much.